Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and co-chair of the Endowment for the Business of Government. We created the endowment in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the endowment and its programs by visiting us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with government executives who are changing the way government does business. Our conversation today is with Dick Burke, Associate Deputy Chief Information Officer for IT Reform. Welcome, Dick.
Hi, Paul.
And Mark McCloy, Director, Office of Information Technology Reform. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
And both Dick and Mark are in the Office of the Chief Information Officer at HUD. Well, as you can tell from our introductions, today's guests are going to talk to us about dealing with technology. But first, let's start by finding out more about HUD. Could you tell us about HUD and its mission?
Certainly. HUD is the cabinet-level agency that's charged with the responsibility for providing a decent home and a suitable living environment free of discrimination for every American. And we're a relatively small federal agency, only 10,000 in number compared to most other federal agencies. But we have a fairly large budget, $32 billion a year is what we to carry out this mission. We carry this out through alliances with state and local government, with nonprofit community-based organizations, with about 3,400 housing authorities around the United States, and with several thousand lenders. So it's a large operation, even though we're relatively small. So we partner a lot with them, which has implications for the technology we utilize and for the other management decisions that we make.
And tell us about the Office of the Chief Information Officer.
Basically, the Office of the Chief Information Officer handles the technology at HUD. We run the systems. We build a lot of the software along with our contractors. We're responsible for the operating systems, the technology of the future for HUD, the technology of the present for HUD, and we still have a lot of technology in the past at HUD.
And let's bring it all the way back then. What are the activities under the purview of the Office of IT Reform?
I think that's probably easily summarized. We try to make sound business judgments for information technology investments, things like software, things like hardware, things like telecommunications networks. What is the best return on investment for the government? What is the best investment for HUD in general? You can look at a lot of dollars that we actually do spend, but those dollars are in short supply because they're appropriated dollars, and the idea is to get the best for HUD on any given year and get a project that can improve the general welfare of the people who use our services, the people who, you know, receive grants from HUD. So it's a challenging job because we don't have enough money in any one year to do everything that we'd like to do. So we try to figure out what's best. A group of us get together often and analyze information technology, what we want to do, what can serve the public, what can serve our other business partners, other government agencies, and how we would get from one place to another in a short period of time with a reasonable return on the federal dollars that we invest.
Give us a sense of the order of magnitude. How many people at HUD are working on technology, and what type people are they? Are they just the stereotypical computer science folks, or are there other disciplines?
No, a lot of our folks are not the computer scientists. A lot of our folks are people who run contracts. We have an incredible amount of contractors within our organization. So our job is to clearly understand a requirement from a user community and to build a system that would actually make that job profitable for the federal government. Profitable is not maybe the right word, but when can we get a system deployed? When can we get an actual benefit to the people that we actually work with on a daily or a weekly basis?
And tell us about your careers.
Well, my career with the Federal Service actually started back in 1974 at HUD. I tell people sometimes, you know, I came to HUD when Nixon was in office. I tell that to some of the interns, and they almost die, you know, thinking how early that was. But I was in the United States Peace Corps overseas and knew I wanted to spend some time in public service, came back, got a graduate degree in public administration, worked for the city of Columbus, Ohio. And anytime you're in the public sector, you ought to spend some time with the feds. So I came to Washington, D.C., and came to work at HUD, mostly in the program area. I've spent the majority of my career is in running grant programs, housing rehabilitation. Housing finance is probably my deep skill. So, and when coming into the information technology field, which I only really did about 6 years ago in the mid-90s, what you come to is you really bring sort of the program side to this. And I have a bias, obviously, toward the business end of our endeavor. So getting IT, information technology, to support the business area is probably what I bring to this and what I brought. I got started several years ago with a geographic information system that we developed at HUD, and it was very successful, and then parlayed that into enterprise-wide systems and now into sort of a chief architect role at HUD.
And Mark, how about you?
A long time ago in a place far, far away at Social Security Administration, I started to build the first COBOL programs for Medicare Part A and Medicare Part B. So a lot of my early experience was with large master files and in, kind of in the federal service. I guess I'm in the federal service because it's a good job. It's an honest day's pay for an honest day's work. There have been very many long days. I mean, most people say, well, when was the time that you were at 3 a.m. in the morning on the job? And I can remember some of those days at IBM running benchmarks on computer programs. From Social Security Administration, I moved into the private sector for a short bit of time and then back into the government at the Department of Commerce. One of the projects that I was involved in at Commerce had to do with the NEXRAD radar. NEXRAD radar is the weather radar that's used throughout the United States and in our territories, which actually brings us day-to-day weather. I think that the crowning achievement of that was that we were able to forecast weather fairly accurately. Within 4 hours, we were dead center on accuracy. We were able to predict tornadoes before they killed people. We were able to save lives. So that, to me, was probably one of the crowning achievements that I helped manage. I was actually the program manager and fielded the first 10 units for the NEXRAD radar, and the other 162 units fielded at that time were throughout the country while I moved on to another project. Went back into the private sector and played IPO in a time that might not have been a good IPO time. So I had a very good offer from HUD to come in and help run the Office of Information Technology Reform, which is an interesting commodity in government because now you're applying business rules to the federal government and trying to make wise financial decisions when you're going to invest money. That's something that when you're looking at an IPO and some of the different problems that you have are very, very similar in nature. So if you put the two together, kind of a dead ringer for something called IT reform and how do you do a project, how do you build a system. I was fortunate because I was able, I'm one of the older folks that has actually done a real web type program. I've been involved with the internet and we've made some money through the internet in the company that I was involved in, which is at that time became a little bit difficult as the market did its topsy-turvy things. But smart business people can survive in any kind of a market. I guess the private, why did I come into, the government? It's a good job. Don't kid yourself. I mean, we make good bucks and we have a good time doing it. And plus, there's some incredible challenges in working with people and working with systems that are 20 years old and working with systems that are 1 minute old. So it's an interesting place to be. And, the folks I work with are very interesting also.
Well, it's time for a short break. But when we come back, we'll be talking with Dick Burke and Mark McCoy about innovation at HUD. Find out more about the information technology they're using when the Business of Government Hour continues.